taquitos, the award-winning guacamole right here. All supports the JCs and the kids.
The largest annual community celebration on the Central and South Coasts is underway. All Spanish Days in Santa Barbara commemorates the city's Hispanic heritage with music, dance, and of course, food. De La Guerra Plaza in front of Santa Barbara City Hall has been transformed into El Mercado, the marketplace with nearly two dozen food booths which sell everything from tortas to churros to raise money for local nonprofits. Drew Wakefield is selling taquitos for the Santa Barbara JCs and says Fiesta is critical for many nonprofits.
This is oftentimes their full budget for the entire year because everybody wants to eat. You want to eat, and so guess what? You're going to be able to, you know, buy delicious food and know that that money is going right where it needs to be, goes to the nonprofits.
That's the sound of tri-tip sizzling on a grill at one of Fiesta's longest-running food booths for the nonprofit La Casa de la Raza. Raquel Lopez is the nonprofit's executive director.
It supports our programming. We're a nonprofit community center celebrating 46 years in Santa Barbara. We've been selling tortas for over 25 years, and we serve over 2,000 people every day. So this booth helps support that mission and the work that we do.
Rod Pleasure is chomping away on one of La Casa's offerings.
It's a torta, and you get it at the world's famous tortas, and they're quite good. Every year for about 20 years, we've been coming to that torta place. It's delicious. Go try one.
There are probably more than 2,000 people here having lunch in what's become a who's who of Santa Barbara County. Santa Barbara Mayor Helene Schneider.
It's really just a joy to see the community coming together.
Here incognito is Santa Barbara County District Attorney Joyce Dudley, who's traded in her traditional business suit for a sporty white hat and casual clothes as members of her team continue an annual Fiesta tradition.
Not ready to go to court. I'm ready to eat ceviche and tostadas and tacos and tortas. It's something I do with my guys. I wasn't cool enough to go with them the first 5 years I was in the office, but after I was here another 5 years, I was cool enough. And now, since I'm the DA, I get to invite them and go with them.
And what are you eating?
I am eating ceviche and fish tacos. Excellent.
And in some cases, you can find entire offices eating lunch here. Dan Iglesias is trying his best to gracefully eat corn on the cob as he stands at a table in the middle of De La Guerra Plaza.
I had the birria tacos, and now I'm topping it off with the corn on the cob. How to do that?
Don't you want to just like take that tie off and say I'm going to spend the rest of the day here?
I will do that eventually, yeah. I'll do that.
But because your coworkers are here, you probably can't get away with dishing.
Well, the boss is here, so yeah.
And Don Risden has a colorful-looking dessert.
I'm having a shaved ice from the famous Roger Gilbert snow cone booth there from Carpinteria. It's just a wonderful taste. Cool out here and under the hot sun of Fiesta.
And the food comes with entertainment as well, as a variety of singers and dancers perform on a stage at the edge of the plaza. There's a second marketplace at McKenzie Park with more food booths run by nonprofits and a beer garden. While Old Spanish Days is full of tradition, it's really about fun. Sue Goodale is a longtime Fiesta goer.
Fiesta means community spirit and fun and a time to gather with friends you haven't seen for a long time and friends you spend a lot of time with just to come out and celebrate the community and culture of Santa Barbara.
More than a dozen events are in the Old Spanish Days calendar between now and the end of the festivities on Sunday. For the next 3 nights, the Sunken Gardens at the Santa Barbara County Courthouse will be the home of Noches de Ronda, Nights of Gaiety, which feature traditional music and dance and free shows for the thousands of spectators with lawn chairs and blankets. Showtime is 8 p.m. nightly. Other major events include Fiesta's historical parade, which starts at noon on Friday and goes through downtown Santa Barbara on State Street. It's expected to attract more than 100,000 spectators. Then on Saturday morning at 10, the children's parade will take place on State Street, again bringing tens of thousands of spectators to the downtown Santa Barbara area. In Santa Barbara, Matt Sorosco, KCLU News.